1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 2 days from the New Hampshire primary, and Nikki Haley has ramped up her attacks on Donald Trump and Joe Biden's fitness for office.
We need to know that we are not giving our kids options of two 80-year-olds going into a presidency.
Responding in Manchester Saturday, Trump said,
and they always say, like Haley, she talks about, yeah, we don't need 80-year-old. Well, I don't mind being 80, but I'm 77. That's a big difference.
Millions of people across the country affected by the brutal cold. 93 million people are under some kind of cold or snow alert, and the weather's been blamed for at least 67 deaths over the last week. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 25,000 Palestinians have been killed in 3 months of fighting between Israel and Hamas, and Iranian-backed militias launched a barrage of ballistic missiles at an airbase in western Iraq. Several U.S. personnel are being evaluated for traumatic brain injuries. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Divorce court judges in Wisconsin have a lot of leeway when it comes to setting alimony payments. Advocates are working for a more fair and consistent formula. Here's more from Mike Moe.
Without that predictability, some people might not be getting a fair shake. Custody Exchange, an online firm that helps families navigate divorce, is out with a new analysis of alimony laws across the country. The company Shea Dress says only about a third have a formula on the books. The remaining states, including Wisconsin, essentially give judges discretion to sign off on an amount without a guideline. Settlement agreements often take shape beforehand, but Dress says that's not always the case.
If you can't reach an agreement, because many people who are divorcing aren't on super great terms, and they go to a judge and they say, okay, you decide, what should the alimony amount be? And if that's you going in, you have no idea what to expect.
Dress says this can be especially problematic for those who can't afford an attorney to guide them through negotiations. The authors recommend implementing policies in states where there are none and for ongoing assessments of existing formulas. Dress says in cases where someone isn't able to secure fair terms, whether that's the person receiving the payments or the other half responsible for them, it can have a lasting effect.
Having bad alimony arrangements can have impact on each of the ex-spouses, on their children, and it can have ripple effects.
That might include housing instability or other forms of financial hardships. Indra says while existing guidelines can help a judge make a decision, there's still flexibility to consider traditional factors such as income levels for both spouses, their ages, and the length of the marriage. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Packers season comes to a close. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay led the 49ers through three quarters in the rain at Levi's Stadium, but the defense dropped two interceptions. On special teams, kicker Anders Carlson missed one from 41 yards out.
I knew the wind was right to left, and my goal was to play a little right middle, and the contact off my foot started just a little too much left, and so by the end it played out. Got to have better contact.
The 49ers held on to win 24-21. In the final minute, Jordan Love throwing a pass across his body that was intercepted.
You know, play broke down, was scrambling right, saw Christian over the middle, tried forcing one into him, thought I could make the play.
So a Green Bay Packers team that was 2-5 that managed to get into the playoffs as the seventh seed nearly beats the 49ers. Green Bay finishing the season overall with a record of 10-9. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's always tough unless you're the last team standing, and for us to lose this game certainly stings, and I'm sure it's going to sting for a long time.
From Levi's Stadium in California, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine today. Our high temperatures in the upper teens, wind chill values between 10 and 15 below, and an increasing south breeze up around 25 and 30 miles per hour. Overnight, mostly cloudy skies or lows in the middle teens. Right now, it's 7.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
An official visit from the White House to the Badger State will coincide with the anniversary of the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision.
Reproductive rights will be the topic when Vice President Kamala Harris visits Wisconsin Monday.
Civic Media News Director Terry Bell and the rest of the team will be tracking Vice President Harris and her visit to the West Bend area. Find what you need to know here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Everybody, it's the music of the stars. Welcome aboard. Happy birthday, Ray Anthony. 102 years old. Member of the Glenn Miller Orchestra. He and Glenn didn't really get along. Had his own television show, good one, with the full band and some great albums, some vocals. Was a regular guest at the Hugh Hefner New Year's Eve parties at Holmby Hills at the Playboy Mansion. Well, that was then. Thing here. But they're all stars. All right, not all. I'll show you what I mean. Lou Regani, good morning. It's the music of the stars, Ray Anthony and his orchestra, in a sort of a Miller mood, dancing in the dark. Maybe with the lights on.
Moving forward with node-positive breast cancer is overwhelming. But I never just found my way. I made it and did all I could to prevent recurrence.
Verzenio reduces the risk of recurrence of HR-positive, HER2-negative, node-positive early breast cancer with a high chance of returning as determined by your doctor.
Where did you grow up?
Yeah, in Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. You're from Ohio?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see. Brothers and sisters?
Oh, yeah.
Musical?
Ton of them. Family orchestra.
It was a family orchestra mm-hmm. as a child?
Yep.
But 18, then you went to the Navy, is it? 18 or no? 18, you were with Glenn Miller.
Glenn Miller, yeah.
Tell me about that. How did you get with Glenn Miller's orchestra? The original, you were one of the originals.
Right. Well, it was obviously one of the biggest breaks possible. He was the number one band in the world at the time.
Right.
And through a set of circumstances, auditions here and there, I was with Al Donahue's band.
Ah.
And you get into that circle, then the other band leaders hear about you.
Right.
And they called me over for an audition at the Cafe Rouge, the Pennsylvania Hotel in New York. And they hired me.
Uh-huh. How long were you with Glenn Miller?
Oh, about a year and a half to 2 years. Uh-huh. He fired me twice.
He fired you twice?
Mm-hmm.
Could you share one of these?
Sort of a claim to my fame. Well, he fired me the first time and had to rehire me because they missed the impact that I had in the brass section.
Right, right.
Now, I don't know what the second time was for.
How old were you when you first picked up that trumpet?
5.
5 years old?
My dad presented it to me on my 5th birthday.
God, you blow that trumpet so great, right? I mean, the lips, you know. Do you ever have sore lips?
I guess I do. I don't recall. I mean,
because blowing that trumpet. The
well, what it is, if they don't get sore, they either get strong or weak.
Ray Anthony. Real name, Ray Antonini. Second birthday yesterday.
Sharpens your mind.
Still playing.
I had experience with John Payne and Sonia Henie because you were in that orchestra. I remember that so well. I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was, you know, so was I a kid.
Right. You were young.
18 or 19, I guess, at that uh-huh. time. I was just, I rented a red convertible. I remember that.
Uh-huh.
Played the Hollywood Palladium at the same time.
Uh-huh.
On the 20th Century lot for the extent of the
right.
The movie, which went on and on for a while. Oh, it was one of the highlights.
How many films you've done? You've done about so many.
15, I guess.
15?
Some with the orchestra, some just as
acting.
An actor.
Acting, too.
Da, 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 da. Pretty, isn't it?
We sure have a swell here for music.
Isn't that the way it goes?
Nothing. This way.
And even though it's snowing, violets are growing. I know why, and so do you. Why do breezes sigh every evening, whispering your name as they do?
And why have I the feeling stars are on my ceiling? I know why, and so.
Say it, not bad.
Not good.
When you smile at me, I hear gypsy violin.
With me, I'm in heaven.
When the music begins, I can see the sun when it's raining, hiding every cloud from my view.
And why do I see rainbows when you're in my arms? I know why.
John Payne and Sonia Henie from Sun Valley Serenade, Glenn Miller.
Mm-hmm.
gypsy violin. When you dance with me, I'm in heaven when the music begins.
I can see the sun when it's raining, hiding every cloud from my view.
'41 from Sun Valley Serenade, one of two motion pictures Glenn made, and Frank Sinatra approached Glenn once looking for a job, and here's a radio interview. Oh, by the way, that's Paula Kelly. Oh, some years ago I picked up a record and Paula Kelly doing music, and I thought, could it be? Actually, yes and no, it was Paula's daughter doing some pop music. Here's Francis Albert Sinatra.
Glenn Miller's band was touring across the country, big one-night stands one after another. When they were doing that, there was a young fellow named Frank Sinatra who was also beginning to get a hold on the nation's heart. Frank, where were you when you first heard the Miller band?
Well, Dave, as best I can remember, I first heard the Miller band sometime between 38 and 39, and I was in New Jersey at the time. I was segueing between trying to make a buck here and there, and Glenn first started that new sounding band that he had, and I believe at the time he was at the Glen Island Casino.
Yeah. What were you doing yourself professionally about then?
Professionally, I use the word loosely. I was working in a place called the Rustic Cabin. It was a little saloon on the Route 9W in New Jersey, just beyond the George Washington Bridge.
Yeah, still there.
Where we had a good look at the Riviera, where all the big stars were working. And I was getting in those days what is commonly known as coffee and cake money, except that the cake was getting very expensive in those days, so I settled for cream cheese and nut and date sandwiches.
Frank, do you remember any interesting bits in connection with the band?
The first time I heard the Glenn Miller band, I walked up to him and I said, Glenn, I want a job. I really did. But he was busy hiring Ray Everly at the time. And he said, don't call me, I'll call you. In essence, I mean, not seriously, but I did get to meet Glenn quite early in my career, and we became great friends, as a matter of fact. And there was no particular incident, really, that too exciting, except that every time I heard the band, I got a big boot out of it. And I still do when I hear some of the records that they made in those days.
Amen.
Music of the Stars.
Musical pearls,
I've sung with all the counts, the dukes, the kings, and the earls. And the experience, I have to say, was grand. But I wouldn't have made it without them. Here's to the band. The ground and reach for the top. Have such a wonderful career. I just gotta stop. Stop and turn around to thank everyone that sits on the
of the Stars, Tony and Francis Albert. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We're on till high noon Central. Thanks for being here.
Start spreading the news. You're leaving today. Tell them, Frank.
A part of it, New York, New York.
Your vagabond shoes, they are longing to stray
and step around the heart of it, New York, New York. I want to wake up in that city that doesn't.
New York, you always.
make a brand new start of it.
Of the Stars.
The Empire State, the RCA, the Chrysler Building so tall, so great. When you're walking down the street in New York and you haven't got a friend in town, then a funny thing can happen. A funny thing can happen when you look at all the buildings all around. A funny thing can happen. A funny thing can happen if you let those lonely buildings get you down. You get the skyscraper blues. The skyscraper blues. You get the feeling they're hemming you in. The Chrysler Building so tall and so gray, they're looming bold and high against the cold gray sky. And a funny thing can happen. A funny thing can happen if you let those lonesome buildings get you down. You get the skyscraper blues, the tall building blues. The wind comes whipping round them with a moan. It's murder. Blues when you walk in New York alone. A million faces swarm all around you. You search them for a friendly smile or two. Skyscraper blues, the tall building blues. The wind comes whipping round you with a moan. Yes, it's murder to lose those skyscraper blues
when you walk in New York.
Jenkins and Tom Adair did the lyrics on that. Tom, that same year, he did all the lyrics for Sleeping Beauty for Walt Disney. Great talents from Hollywood and the Disney studio. Here's Gordon Jenkins again, the music of the stars. The Big Apple awaits. I don't think that song was approved by the Tourism Bureau.
Thank you. first time I saw my tower. That is, the first time I saw it in reality. In my mind, I'd seen it many times before. Standing by the ocean, looking out of a train window at night. Even the structure I made with blocks as a child was this same tower that long ago. My heart beat faster than the raindrops as I looked up and saw it painted against the sky. The outside of the building was as beautiful as the outside of anything can be. But the inside was pure enchantment. The elevator operator was Merlin. My feet touched the magic carpet as I ran down the hall. And the key that I turned in the lock was Aladdin's lamp. As I entered the tower for the first time, I knew that at last I had found contentment. A home that I would leave many times, yet never really leave. I went over to the window and looked out at my beloved town. The buildings were constant flames, bright and shining, stronger than the rain. And on the street below were the people that built that fire and kept it alive. 7 million keepers of the flame.
We're at 19 Moonbeam Terrace, overlooking Starlight Square. We're the couple in the castle, way up high in the air. On the corner, there's a cloud bank, and we bank our millions there. We're the couple in the castle in the air. One day a daydream came a-stealing through the gloomy part of town. Well, that daydream brought us way up here and we'll never come down. Call us Lord and Lady Stardust, call us crazy, we don't care. We're the couple in the castle in the air.
That was Kenny Sargent. Here's Glenn Miller. Hoagie Carmichael wrote this.
Daydream brought us way up here, and we'll
us crazy, we don't care. We're the couple in the castle in the air.
Glenn Miller, Frankie Lane. '60s, and then he did Blazing Saddles. They lied to Frankie on that. They told him it's going to be a straight Western, old-fashioned Western cowboy picture. He said, okay. He wasn't happy when he found out it was a comedy. No, I'm serious. But thank you, Frankie, for all your gifts. Frankie Lovecchio out of Chicago. Here's Barbara. Maybe we'll strike a nerve in some of these tunes. The music of the stars.
Didn't I like to hold you in my hand? I was doing you no harm. I made
kiss hello, no wave goodbye, and the heat is strong.
Stand by for news and weather. Here's Johnny Kay.
I've been looking everywhere for you. Where have you been? Every night I've said a prayer for you. Where have you been? A million dreams ago. Saw you standing near me. I've been watching every thoroughfare. Where have you been? Hoping maybe I would find you there.
Okay, we've got some skips on a compact disc. By the way, that's Russ Phillips. Russ and I work together at the Green Mill. He's with the Alan Gressick Band. But there he's with Bobby Schiff and an old album called Love Walked In. That tune is Gordon Jenkins again. I have to play that. That's Gordon, who played and wrote and performed some of the saddest songs you'll ever hear on radio, if indeed anybody plays them. Was really a cut-up in real life. Irrepressible. The music of the stars. I've got a few surprises for you here. Stick around and enjoy the music of the stars all the way straight on through to high noon. By the way, the days are lightning ever faster. Showed up today just before 7. You can just see the peak of Old Sol over the horizon on Lake Michigan. We've been on the air since November 5th, and today we are statewide via the Civic Media Radio Network. The Music of the Stars. I'm your host, Lou Regani. Thank you for being here, everybody. We'll be back and all the way on the air till high noon Central.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.